Zion. So we got to the last few lines of Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says Itamar, four lines up. Itamar Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan said Ki Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said his din, shez Zrika Ma'elis Liyotze, that Zrika will affect even that which is Yotze. Sheyatze Miktas. That's only true if only some of the basar went luchutz. But about Yatze Kula, if all of it left, so then Lo Amar Rabbi Kiva. There Rabbi Kiva says Zrika would not be Mo'ila Rabbi Kiva. The Zrika would not be effective if the entire basar had left the Beis HaMikdash. So Amar Leir of Asi, the Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Kvar limduni chaverai shebegol. We already learned from our friends in Bavel that mechashvin al ha'avid v'al sarf, that pigol works on that which is lost, that which is burnt, even though it's no longer here, becoming his machshiv pigol during Zrika. So then the din with its chal, there's a din of pigol on the animal. So the Gemara says, so v'ha'avid v'sarf lo asinim ba'olam. But that which is burnt, that which is lost already, it doesn't exist. It's not here anywhere. Yet still, the halacha is if you have pigol on these items, even though they're burnt, and even though they are lost, it's still chal on them. So it shouldn't be any different if basar, even if kula basar, even if all the basar had left, is psul yotze, this shouldn't be any worse than that which is avad, that which is sarf. So just like pigol is chal on that which is avad, that which is sarf, so too pigol should be chal on that which is yotze. So what's Rabbi Kiva saying? So Gemara says, wait a second. Umi amar Rav Asi hachi. Does Rav Asi really say this, that Zrika is Mo'ila on that which is Yotze, on Kol Basar Yotze? The ha ba'i minei Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rav Asi ask Rabbi Yochanan the following question? Chisheva l'nishpachin l'machar mahu. Let's say the Kohen, while he's doing the Zrika, he had in mind that while he's doing the Zrika, he wanted to do the Shiraim. We know after the Zrika's Dam is performed, so then you take the Shiraim and you pour it on the Yisoda of the Mizbeach. So let's say while doing the Zrika, he had Kavana to do the Nishpachin, to pour the rest of the blood, the Shiraim, outside the Zman of when it's supposed to be done, or outside the Makom. So would that have a din of pigal, or would not have a din of pigal? Meaning, how much is Shiraim connected to the rest of the carbon, the rest of the dam? So Amar Leh, the response was, Amar Leh Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir said, Kvar Shanitzalana, we already taught that Olal is a part of the back, a part of Gid, that's part of the back and the neck area. So the din is that Olal is not subject to Tumas Nevela. That's the din. So Alma, hi Olal, this Olal came into Lesbe Mashasha. It's not, there's no Mashashas to it. It's a nothing. It's not part of the Basar. Lo kibel tuma, it's not able to mekabel tuma. Only the parts of the animal, the parts of the flesh that have some significance to them are subject to the iser of tumas nevela. But since the olal apparently has no mashashas to it, there's no tumas nevela when it applies to this. What's the relevance to here? So here as well, honey nishbachinami, that blood that gets poured, the shirai that gets poured afterwards, Kaven de'ibud azli, since it's going for waste, no one's going to use it. It's like the Allah, and that the Allah, no one's going to use the Allah, no one can eat the Allah. It's not going to have an iser tuma, chalos tuma. Here as well, since the shirayim are going le'ibud, so too lo mahani b'hu machshava. So the machshava pigo that one has for the shirayim will be ineffective. So here as well, so just like when it comes to pigol of nishpachin, it's not chal, so too when it comes to pigol of avod v'saruf, it shouldn't be chal, and so too, it shouldn't, nothing should be affected by that which is yotze. Whenever anything's out of the picture, when it's going to ibud, it should not be subject to any of these dinim. So the Gemara says, so elav dekatani al ha'avod v'al saruf kasha. So then we go back to square one. So if we go back, in other words, that we say that, we said before that which is avod, that which is sarif, is subject to pigol. So how can we say that if we really say that which is psul yotze, called basar psul yotze, we're saying that is going to be a din, there's no pigol. So the Gemara says, it's a kasha, enacham, it's a kasha, but Amar Rava says, Eima al ha'omed li'ibud, val omed li'sarif. Meaning, normally you're right, that which is completely lost, such as kol basar yotze, or that which is completely destroyed, ibud, or sarif, ain't a chanami, a pigol, nothing would affect it. But we're talking about something that is, that's not lost now, but something that will possibly get lost. If I have a machshava that I want pigol to be chal on that which will get lost, so then there the pigol's chal, because right now it's not just lost yet. But if something already is lost, or something's already psul yotze, then the zrika, the pigol, will not affect it at all. So Gemara now says Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Moelis Liyote Ella Shiyatza Basar. When Rabbi Akiva said that even though something is pasul psul yotze, it is subject to the zrika. So that's only true if the basar had left the Beis HaMikdash. Aval hadam, if the blood left the Beis HaMikdash, even though one brings the blood back in, ein zrika moelis liyote. There, the zrika won't be effective. It only works in the basar, that's yotze, but it doesn't work on the blood itself, that was yotze. So Tani Nami Hach, the Brisa says the same thing. Shachar b'shtika, a person, let's say, did a shchita, the Kohen, or some Tzar was doing shchita, and he didn't have any machshavos. He was b'shtika, it was good, that's fine. No psul machshavos. Then the yatzadam, then the blood left the Beis HaMikdash, afa pishachaza, even though they brought the blood back in, uzrak, and they threw it on the mizbeach, lo asav lo klum, it doesn't work for anything. B'kachi kachim, therefore, Moel and Bal, therefore, Bekachu Kachim, because we know Kachu Kachim, from the moment it was infused with Kedusha, there's always an Issa Me'ila until you've done a proper Zrika. But since in this particular case, that the blood was taken out and brought back in, and the Psul Yotze applies to the Dam, so the Zrika doesn't work. So it doesn't work on the Kachu Kachim, means the Kachu Kachim retained the Kedusha, and there's an Issa Me'ila Li'olam. As opposed to Kachik Kalim, Einim Mo'alim Bo, because Kachik Kalim, from the moment it was created as a Shlomim, there is no Isra'ila until you've given it a proper Zrika. And since in this case it wasn't given a proper Zrika, it doesn't create an Isra'ila. But what we're pulling out from this price in particular is that when the blood leaves and the blood comes back in, meaning the Dam is Yipsul Yotze, there the Zrika will be ineffective, Bein B'Kachik Kachim, Bein B'Kachim Kalim, and that supports Rapapa's qualification of Rebbe Kiva, which again says that Rabbi Kiva says his din that Zrika is only Moelis on Yotze of Basar, but it's not Moelis on Dam that's Yotze. So Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Ha ze lemat doma. So what's this similar to? So we're going back to the discussion we had when the person had separated one chatas, they lost that chatas, they then separated another chatas, and then they found the first one. So now standing in front of him is both chatas A and chatas B. And he had said that if you sprinkle the blood of one of the chatos, that's not only exempting the basar of that particular chatas, but it's even going to exempt the other chatas from mi'ila as well. We're viewing these two chatos as a unit. So on that comment, on that din, so Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Ki Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said his din, that the Zrika of Chatas A works on Chatas B, that's only situation, Bivas Achas, where two Kohanim are performing all the avodos of both Chatos at the very same moment, so since it's all the same in moment, so Zrika of A works for Zrika B, it all works together, but if one Kohen shechs one and then he shechs the other one, or even two Kohanim shech them, but they're done at different times, there, lo amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva doesn't extend his din of the Zrika of Chatas A working for Chatas B. It's only true if they're taking place bivas achas. So then the Gemara says, Tani, the Raisa teaches us, and we're going back to this discussion we've been talking about, that Rabbi Kiva holds that a Zrika is Moelis the Psul Yotze. So the Braisa says, the Tosefta teaches us that Tanya. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Kishalachti l'chvar Pani, when I went to this village called Pani, Mita'ani Zakin Echad, I found a certain old man. V'amar Li, he told me, Tosis writes that, whenever Zakin is used, it's a reference to Eliyahu Navi. So Omer Haya Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, so he told me, the Zakin told me in the name of Rabbi Kiva, Omer Haya Rabbi Kiva, Zrika Moelis Liyotze, that we have a Masara, we have a tradition, that Rabbi Kiva says Zrika is effective on that which is Yotze. So Amar Tila, I said to him, this is Rabbi Shimon saying back to the Zakin, hey, yeah, this is true, I did hear this. So the Zakin was asking, did you hear this? And he said, yeah, I heard this, did. Uchshibasi Virtesi Dvarava. And when I started to darshan the words Lefnei Chavera Aisha Bagaliel, when I went up to the north to tell my Chaverim this din, Amrili, they said to me, Hello, how's that possible? Hello, possible? Peach Miratze al apostle. Isn't Yotze something that's possible? How could Zrika affect that which is already possible? This is what they were challenging me with. Uchshiatasi Virtesi Dvarim Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, when I spoke to Rabbi Kiva himself to figure out what's pshat here, Amrili said to me, Bini, my dear son Rabbi Shimon, Iata Omerkein, do you not hold like me? And he didn't give any explanation as to why this was the case, but this was the din. Okay? So the Gemara says further, Varema Mafresh is going to bring a raya to his point. Not explain it, how it worked, but he's going to bring a raya. So what's Rabbi Kiva's raya? Hare hamafrish chatas of the avda v'hifrish acheres tachdei v'charkach nimtzeis harishona. This case of you separated chatas A, you lost it, you separated chatas B, then you found chatas A, so now you have two chatas standing in front of you. So hare shtein omdos. Mal and b'shem, there's an isamila in both of them. Shacht and yushecht, both of them at one time. This is the understanding. Hare damam munach b'kosos. Now both chatas, the blood is in cups right in front of you. Mal b'shem, there's an isamila in both of them simultaneously. Nizrak dam shel echamem, you take the blood from one of the animals. Iyata moda, will you not admit to me? Says Rabbi Akiva. Shekashem shedama potes b'sar min hamila. Just like the blood, now the zrika of the chatas A exempts the rest of that chatas A of any meila. Af yifter b'sar chaverta min hamila. It should also exempt its partner, the chatas B, and all its basar and all its blood from meila as well. So im hitzil, if now Rabbi Akiva goes further, im hitzil, if it saves, basar chaverta min hamila. If chatas A is able to save its partner, chatas B, from an isamila, afapi hu pasal, even though its partner now is pasal, chatas B is pasal, dinhu shiatas bisaro. So certainly the zrika should be able to save itself, which means the psul yose. So if you have an animal of just one animal, that part of the flesh went outside and came back in, and you did the zrika, so if zrika is able to exempt another animal from mila, certainly it should be able to exempt its own animal, its own self, its own basar, even though it's psul yote. That was Rabbi Akiva's proof. So comes along Amri Shlakish, Shlakish says Mishum Rabbi Yoshaya, Tshuva Gnuva. This is a stolen answer. This is incorrect. It's not fair. Hishiva Rabbi Akiva also Talmud, that he responded back to his student. Bevas Achas in, there's only true Bevas Achas. But Bezacher Zelo, when it comes to one after the next, so then it won't exempt it. And therefore, we see that's not across the board. That's always going to save every type of psul. Some psulim it accepts, and sometimes it doesn't. It could be a question of timing. It could be a question of a different type of psulim. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? Why is that a chilek? Techein de pasulu. Once it's pasul, mali be'asachas, mali be'zeachazeh. What's the difference of whether it's one time or whether it's two times? It should exempt it across the board." So the Gemara says. And therefore, since it doesn't make sense why you'd be mechad between vasachas versus zebzeacherze, therefore Rav Hoshaya didn't appreciate the raya of Rabbi Akiva. So then Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish, Rabbi Yochanan says back to Rabbi Shlakish, so really you don't believe Rabbi Akiva is correct that the zrika could exempt the psul yotze? Yatam Omerkin, you don't say such a thing? Ilu hifrish shei hashamos lacharayos. Let's say a person sets aside two hashamos as achrayos. He really only has to bring one, but he wants to bring, set aside a backup just in case he loses the first one. So he sets aside two hashamos lachrayos, and the shachar eschneim, and he shechs both of them. The kadim vehela emurim shel echamihem, and he only brings the emurim of one of them on the mizbeach, kodim mizrika, before the zrika, and then he sprinkles the blood from the second one, the second hashem afterwards. Are you not going to admit to me that if you bring the emurin of the second asham, the din would be to bring it down? Because the zrika of the asham sheni only works for the emurim of the asham sheni, but it doesn't work for the asham rishon. Now, what's the question here? So again, you have two ashamos, and you put the emurim and of Asham A without the Zrika, and then you did the Zrika of Asham B. So the Zrika of Asham B only works for Asham B, but it doesn't work for Asham A. So what's the question here? What's the Raya? Now, if you were to think that Shnei Ashamos is considered one Guf, they're all attached to each other, just like the Shnei Chatalos are considered attached to each other, Amai, why is it the Din? Im Alu Yerdi, why do we say that you put on the Asham A's Emurim, you say take it down? Hamar Ula, doesn't Ula say in general that Emure Kachim Kalim, if you take the different parts of the behema of a Kachim Kalim, such as a Shlamim, Shehel on Lefnei Zrika's Dan, that you put on the Mizbeach before the sprinkling of the blood? Really, the din is you have to do Zrika before being Makdir the Avarim, Emurim. But here, what happened to be put the Emurim before the Zrika? So Ula says, Solo. Again, Hamar Ula Emure Kachim Kalim, Shehel on Lefnei Zrika's Dan. You don't take them down because it becomes the bread of the Mizbech. Once it goes up, so the dinner should just stay there. So here as well. So since the Mizbeach has the ability to be Makdish Emurim, even though they're Pasul, so we view them all as one unit. The blood and the Emurim all as one unit. So now if you're going to say that Shnei Shamos are considered Guf Echad, so then Ashim A and Ashim B, all of them together, should be able to stay on together. The fact that we say, no, just because you sprinkle the blood of Ashim B, it doesn't affect the Emurim of Ashim A, it must be that Shnei Shamos are not considered one Guf. And therefore we see clearly that there is a chilik between Bezach HaZeh versus Basachas. And to this respond the Ishtik, Rish Lakish had no response to this question of Rabbi Yochanan. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Kitatz Tinun Liraglo Dianuk. I cut off the legs of this young man, namely that of Rish Lakish. So what comes out from all this, it seems that Rabbi Kiva's understanding is correct, that the zrika of one animal could help exempt the, it's effective on the suyotse of another animal. But it's only true if it's all bevas achas. But if it's bezeach hazeh, it will not be effective. The new Mishnah tells us now here in Zayin Amud Beis. Ma'is adamim bekachim kachim lahakel ulahachmir ubekachim kalim kula lahachmir. We have that the ma'is adamim, which is another way of saying zrikas dam, the sprinkling of the blood of kachim kachim, could sometimes be lakula, and sometimes it could be lachumra. However, kachim kalim are always going to be lachumra, and we'll see why that is in just a second. Kazen, how does this work? So you have kachim kachim, such as a chatas, or such as an asham, lifnei zrikas damim, before the zrikas dam is moalin be'emurim, there's an isham ilo on the emurim, and there's an isham ilo on the basar, and ula'acha zrikas damim, however, when you do zrika after the on the kachim kachim, moalin be'emurim, vein moalin be'basar. The zrika, this is talking about a standard case here, you've done the zrika properly, so when you create a kedusha of kachim kachim, so there's an isham ilo right away. And when you do Zerika properly, so the Mi'ilah goes away, only on the Basar is it no longer an Isra Mi'ilah, because now the Kohen can eat the Basar, but the Emurim, which still need to be placed on top of the Mizbeach, the Din is that still has Kedusha of Kachi Hashem, and there still is an Isra Mi'ilah on the Emurim. So that's all true of Kachi Kachim. Valzevazeh, on both the Basar and on the Emurim, the Din is Chai Mishim Pigal, no Sevetame, it's Chal, it's subject to all three of these Isurim potentially. Nimso, what comes out from this is Ma'isa Damim Bekachi Kachim Lahakel Ulahachmir. Because we see that the Zrika by Kachi Kachim could serve as a Kula and it could also serve as a Chumra. What's the Kula? The Kula is that the Zrika now is a Kula that there's no longer an Isra Me'ila on the Basar. And the Chumra is that after the Zrika, it's subject to Pigal Noser Vatamim. So that's the Kula and the Chumra of a Kachi Kachim. Now, with regards to Kachim Kalim, Kulan Lahachmir, it's always Lachumr. Kesad, how does that work? Kachi Kalim, Lefnei Zrikas, Damim Ein Malin, Lo Be'emurim, Lo Be'basar. We know when a person makes an animal, Kachi Kalim, such as a Shlamim, it's not considered Kachi Hashem. It's considered Mamon Bailim right now. So there's no Isra Me'ilah on any part of the animal. However, La'achar Zrikas Damim, when you do the Zrika properly, Mualin Be'emurin, there's an Isra Me'ilah on the Emurim, but Ein Mualin Be'basar. The Basar remains Mutter because since the Baal is going to eat the Basar, there's never an Isra Me'ilah on Basar of Kachim Kalim, Bein Lifnei Zrika, Bein La'achar Zrika, but it does create an Isra Me'ilah, a new Isra Me'ilah on the Emurim that are going to be placed on the Mizbeach. The Alzeh, and also Alzeh Be'alzeh, and both on the Basar and on the Emurim, explains the Mishnah, Chayavim Allah Mishim Pigal Venos Vatame, it's subject to these three Surim. Nimso, what comes out from this is Ma'is Adamim Bekachi Kalim Kulan Lahachmer. The Zrika of Kachi Kalim is always Lachumra. It's a Chumra regarding it creates Me'ila for the Emurim, and it creates Pigal Noser and Tame to the entire Karba. So Gemara says, Katani, it says in the Mishnah, with regard to Kachi Kachim, after the Zrika's Dam by Kachi Kachim, Ain Mo'alim Babasa, there's no longer an Isra Me'ila. The implication is that there's no Isra Me'ila in the formal sense, but Ha Isra Ika. But there is an Isra involved still that the Kohen is not allowed to eat the Basar, the Amaya, Hamamona de Kohen. But why would that be the case? We know when it comes to Chatas, when you do the Chatas and you do the Zrika, it's Dafka given to the Kohen. The Kohen eats it. The true Kapara is achieved by the Baal when the Kohen eats the Karbon. So how could the Mishnah imply that the Ein Ma'al, and there's no Isra Me'ila, but there is an Isra still of the Basar. Or said Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Mishim de Nasa Reshim Mualina, Nasa Seifa Ein Mualim. You're not making the right dig. You shouldn't, there's no dig to be made here. Really, the Mishim should say, after Zrika, it should say, ein iser, or it should say on the positive, mutter le'echel. The fact that he uses ein mu'alin sounds like there might be a lower level iser. That's an incorrect diak because we're just being consistent with the language. It's because since in the reisha we said lefnei zrikas dam there is a me'ila, we said in the sefer la'achas zrikas dam there's no me'ila. But really, it's not only ein me'ila. It really means there's no iser at all. It's mutter be'achila, and therefore there's no room for such a diak. So the aim of sefer, but look at the sefer. The Gemara points out, b'katchi kalim kula l'hachmer ketad. So we said in the Mishnah by Kachim Kalim, it's always Lechumra. The Zrikas Dam creates a new Me'ila. The Zrikas Dam of Kachim Kalim creates a potential of Tumah, Nosar, and Pigal. So the Gemara says that Ketan Pleser Besar Kachim Kalim Lefnei Zrikas Damim Ein Mal Mehen Uve Murim Vein Chayavim Aleim Mishim Pigal Nosar Vatame. But Le'acha Zrikas Damim Mualin Be Murim Vein Mualin Bebasa. So the Gemara says, well, Me'ila Hudilek, it sounds like there's no Me'ila after the zrika by the basar, ha isur ika, but there's an iser. But how could that be the case? Am I? Ha mamona de bayamu. You can't say there's an iser of the basar of kachikam because it's mutter for the baal to eat. While the kohen eats the chatas, the baal eats the shlamim. So how could that be the implication? So the Gemara says that comes along now. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says as follows. Le yotzin, some yotzin and Rabbi Kivahi. Kiyama Rabbi Kiva, Zrikas Melas Yotze, it's only with regards to Srefa. Avala Achila, Hu Dilo Ratzes. What's going on here is that we're talking about a situation, not a Stam case. You're right. In a Stam case, where you have the Zrika done properly, this Mishnah would be incorrect. Because the Mishnah shouldn't just say Ein Mo'alin, it should say Mutil Achila. The fact that our Mishnah says Ein Mo'alin, but there is an Isser, a low level Isser, we're talking about on the psul yotze, meaning you had basar that was psul yotze, and then he brought it back in. So this case, the zrika, we said the zrika is mo'eles, it's mo'eles to psul yotze. But the Gemara says it's only mo'eles so far to say as it's possible with regards to the din of srefa, that you don't have to burn it. You could act, you could do it the regular way you need to deal with it. Meaning, the halacha is that when it comes to certain psulim in the base of Mikdash, sometimes you have to burn it right away, and sometimes you can't burn it right away because it's not intrinsically usher. You need to wait till overnight until it goes bad, and then you burn it the next day. So we're saying here is that normally something that's yotze, we burn it right away. But you have yotze that came back in, and then there was a proper zrika, so that zrika helps the yotze in that you don't have to burn it right away. You have to wait for it to be left out overnight till it goes bad, and then you burn it. But never did Rabbi Kiva say aval le'achila with regards to eating it, hu de lo maratze. There he never said that the zrika allows you to eat it. And that's why the Mishnah says, after zrika's dam, ein mu'al, and there's no me'ila, but there still is a low-level issue. You still can't eat it, and that's what we're talking about here in the Mishnah, hajin lach kachay kachim.